I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too. Who were you, Miss Emily Foster, at Frida Foster? Who were you at 17?
I was a little, a jerk. I was like, I was like vintage stores and like Sleater-Kinney and like shaved my head and I had piercing in my nose and I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't like a badass, but I was definitely like
cool.
I thought I was cool.
Yeah, cool.
I think I wrote poetry and things like that.
Okay.
I was probably like, I'm just a rat stuck in a cage, kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about you?
I had more challenge. I was always a great time. Fun gal.
Ugh.
Good time gal.
How could you not be?
That's been pretty consistent from about third grade on.
Aww.
Been a good time gal, you know?
You
I was
really
super
have.
Shy when I was little.
Me too.
Super, like crazy.
Me
behind
too.
The leg of my father shy.
Absolutely. I wouldn't talk to family members.
Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Oh, funny.
But,
look at us now. Can't shut us up, huh?
But, I think that, I was like in a cocoon and I blossomed at some point. I mean, I don't
boobs.
Know. Boobs.
That's what that means.
Boobs. Glasses came off. Braces came off. Hair came down. Brooches came off. Neckerchiefs came off. Scoop necks came on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Show a little skin.
Yeah. So we have a 17-year-old on today.
Holy shit.
Her name is Dani Ray. I'm sure she's cool.
With a name like that.
Yeah, Dani with an I.
I mean, that's like the name you always wanted when you were little.
Yeah, I am Dani.
I'm Dani with an I.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a singer.
Great.
She is a dancer.
Can't wait to see some moves.
She, hopefully, something that I've had on our little list of question marks for OMFG.
Uh-huh.
The acronyms ILYSM and NGL, these are acronyms that I just have lying around. I've seen them. I've seen them on the feeds.
NGL, I think I know that one.
Emily, stop bragging.
Well,
I don't try to know it. I just stay in the dark until somebody tells me.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You keep yourself in the light. I stay in the darkness until one of these youths tell me.
Well, this one, Dani Ray of Light,
is
going to illuminate us.
So let's, we'll bring her in. We'll see what she's got for us. Hey, by the way, quick question.
Yeah.
Have you seen Jim J. Bullock anywhere?
No. APB. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
APB.
He was Monroe from APB. Too Close for Comfort.
All Points Bulletin. Where you at?
Where are you? He really made my father laugh back in the day.
Aww.
Anyone you've got an APB on?
Swoozy Kurtz.
Okay.
Where's that bitch been?
I don't know.
Where's that bitch been? Have you seen her? Has anyone seen her?
I haven't.
I don't know.
I saw her on a Broadway show called The Sisters Rosenzweig. Back in.
Sheesh.
It's a
romping Holocaust tale,
no,
I'm guessing.
It's a comedy about three or four Jewish sisters.
Good Lord. Help them.
All right, let's get Dani Ray back in here. OMFG! So. We have Miss Dani Ray, Dani with an I.
Yes, Dani with an I.
Ray with an R-E-Y.
Yeah. I split, my real name is Danielle Reyes, so then I just split everything in half.
Split it in half.
Yeah.
The diff. How are you?
Good. I mean, you guys really got me up this morning.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I mean, my mother loved it.
She
couldn't stay in bed.
What time do you normally get up?
I mean, I do homeschooling, so like 9.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I'm here,
yeah.
I used to wake up all the time back home like at 7.
Where's home?
D.C.
Okay.
But ever since I was like 6 years old, I would never be that child to wake up at 6 a.m. I'd always wake up at 10.
Wow.
As like a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, wake up in the morning singing. I look at her like, No.
I can't imagine this dynamic of being homeschooled and having it be, like, legit.
Well, it's very you need a lot of discipline.
Okay. So like, how do you get that discipline?
My parents.
And how do they crack the whip?
Well, they're Cuban. Oh, so okay. It's like the eyes and you know it's coming. Mm, so
it's a side glance.
They sort of side glance,
lower
yeah.
the eye, glance to the
They don't do that thing where they cut to a three. They're just like they give you the eye and you're like, you know, you better run or you better stay and do what you gotta do.
Okay.
So,
I know that's
powerful. Me up. They're gonna get me up in the morning.
No, yeah. I mean it takes a lot of discipline, but it's really I'm balancing it out well. Go to the gym, is that to say, and then do homework.
Okay, so you sing.
Yes.
And what is your style? Who do you look up to? What do you got going on?
I love my style is probably pop with R&B.
Okay.
And I really look up to J-Lo because she's like that Latin type of – she has some hip-hop songs but she's like pop and she adds a little Latin fusion to it. So I really look up to her.
Yeah.
And how she, like when I perform, I dance.
Yeah.
So like I like to put on a show and her, she likes to put on a show.
Oh my God. Yeah. Back last year when she did that, was it the MTV Music Awards or the Grammys or what did she do where she hosted? I think it was the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She like...
Yeah.
She did a huge intro.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And it was, she's actually I feel like she keeps raising the bar for
herself.
Can
you believe she's 46?
No.
It was like, I just saw a paparazzi photo. She's wearing yoga pants, but not even high-waisted, with a sports bra.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's not even covering. Yeah. It's just all, like.
It's like her and Madonna. What is happening?
What do they do?
But Madonna, I feel like J-Lo is actually I feel like Madonna is hitting a weird – I still love Madonna. And I bought her last record, and I loved it. I sing it. But I feel like people have turned on Madonna.
I don't know that they've turned.
Okay.
I think ever since that cape thing.
What cape thing?
Remember when she got pulled back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was really tough. Oh, it's really traumatizing.
It was something to
basically,
watch.
Basically, she had – I mean, I – listen.
It's a backup dancer, right?
She had everything planned out. She is one of those people every single second is planned. And she had this thing where she walked with a giant cape. Mm-hmm. All her dancers knew exactly the moment in the song.
Went to two Japanese dancers to
gently pull – well, not gently, but pull the cape. And it was like at that moment, and as she was – she is supposed to like lightly undo the tie. Mm-hmm. But it was such a long walk that her – wardrobe person gave it an extra tug.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So she went to undo it.
It got
stuck. Just pull the string, and she found it was in a knot. And here the music is coming, the beat's coming.
And they don't know. The back
they don't know. And they're 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And she said it was like one of those moments where – you know, life is just like –
like you know what's going to happen. You can't even –
you can't stop it.
You can't stop it.
And they – tugged and she just went flying
back.
Mm. And yeah, it was like bad.
I'd say it gave me a little bit of a life right there when I watched that. So
it gave you life.
It gave me life.
It gave you life?
It gave me life.
Life came into you?
Life came into me. I mean, like,
why?
It's like people were like, oh, you're giving me life right now. It's like
you were alive. Your body,
like, it literally made me so happy.
Why?
Not happy. Oh, hold on. It sounded so bad. Oh, my gosh. I love you, Madonna. I swear.
That's what I think that phrase means. Like, it gave me life. It gave me happiness,
like, it
joy.
Was, like, it was very funny to me.
Oh, shoot.
I love you, Madonna.
Oh, man. Well,
next time, don't double knot.
Don't double knot. Danny comes in hard. She's not trying to have any double knots.
Taking Madonna down.
I love you, Madonna. Please, no.
No, we heard it. We know what you said. First, I was like, I don't know that phrase right.
And then you got it.
No, you meant it.
Danny was like doing a little Running Man dance. She was like, yeah.
Madonna got taken down by her cake. Like, I actually didn't even see it myself. Like, all my friends were texting it to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was a moment.
I mean, if that makes people feel better.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't go research it.
Yeah.
I didn't go, you know.
You just took life from the text.
Yeah.
You're like,
I think the what we've learned so far, though, just to recap.
Recap. Is always that, have to recap.
You know, if you work out like Danny does.
Right.
You're going to be still hot like J-Lo and Madonna.
Yeah, hopefully.
Capes ripped off you.
Yeah.
I love to eat, though.
In your 50s.
Right. This is true.
I love to eat. I love eating.
Well, you know, I mean.
Who doesn't love to eat?
Yeah. I met a lot of people here.
Don't eat.
Like, and it's, I'm just like, and they leave it. All their, like, they ordered something and they leave half of it. I'm like, do you not know leftovers? Like, I heat it up and you can eat it tomorrow, like, as a snack if you're hungry and I have to buy something.
Yeah. So. Well, Pia, there's a lot of eating disorders. What are you going to do?
That's true.
There's a lot of people just juicing.
Yeah, I tried that for about an hour, and then I had to eat something.
So you went to high school for 1 year?
Two.
2 years.
2 years.
Now, was it weird where you're like, okay, guys, see you later. I'm going to be like a super famous.
Oh, well, I went to, I did online high school for my second year, but my first year I went to back home in Maryland.
With other children.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an all-girls school.
Okay. So So did you make close friends?
Yeah, I still have people that I talk to back home, and like when I go and visit everyone at the school, like they're like a family. But I mean, it's just that I haven't like gone back recently because I've been here.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had been going to LA every month.
Yeah.
While I was in school, so like I would leave on Friday.
Wow.
And I'd come back on the red eye Sunday from here, and I'd get in at 6 a.m. on Monday, and I'd go straight to school.
And what were you doing in L.A.?
I was, like, meeting with all these people, doing some vocal and acting, like, classes, and then some auditions and stuff like that. But I would come out every month with my parents.
Okay.
And I would just get in at, like, the red eye and go straight to school.
Great.
Yeah. So they kind of saw it coming. They just didn't know it was going to be that quick.
Yeah. Wow. Well, who were you at, like, 17, Emily?
I was a little bit of an alternatine.
Go ahead.
You know, like
alternatine.
I shaved my head. You know, I had the nose ring. I was definitely like living that life.
Okay.
Right.
Know? Okay.
Did people look to you for style, like for coolness?
If they did, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Because I was too cool.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Like, so you weren't even looking around. You were just leading the charge.
I think that passes my Madonna statement.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty hot.
Thank you.
That's too hot to handle.
I was like, oh, really?
What?
Oh, really?
See, like, I feel like
I was too cool.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, and I've seen a picture of you at 17, and you do look like you have everything together. You know who you are. You're giving the people something, you know? I mean, you might want to show Danny.
I would love to see it.
She's on the right. I mean, you like, know, crop.
Very vintage.
I would have never
inspired.
Have guessed that it was you. I like your jacket.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Of course you do.
So I feel like at 17, for me, I was transitioning from my tough—
From male to female.
From male to female.
I was transitioning from grandma to teen.
That's right.
Because when I was like— freshman, sophomore year, I was rocking what can only be described as like granny gear.
I mean, you go.
Which I'll show you.
There was always something right about
like
the
a
neck.
Brooch.
Like an ascot.
I would wear like a neckerchief, an ascot. I would roll my hair and like
no,
pin it.
Really?
I mean, I'll show you something.
I would love to see it.
This is something to see.
Oh my gosh. Your glasses, though. I love
your glasses, though. Your glasses, though.
What is that?
It's like, a brooch. You can find them at Goodwill.
JCPenney.
JCPenney probably has a brooch to be found.
JCPenney.
Like, I liked wearing those type of things. I would wear, like, I would go into the city and buy, like, we would go shopping at, like, they were cool, you know, down in the village. Like, I would get. New York.
My mom grew up in New Jersey.
Lovely. Yes. So we would, you know, I would get like vests and blazers.
Vests were Vests were very.
I mean,
of
vests
the
and
time,
blazers
though,
are still in,
right? But not the way I was doing it. Yeah. I know how you're thinking of it, but like I was basically like if Blossom, Mayim Bialik, and your grandmother had a child,
it'd be you.
It'd be me.
So what you blossomed?
So then, yeah. So this is
sophomore?
Like set junior year. Like I'm in the stripes. Like it's oh, like wow, I got it together. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I had a
she
real
let that hair loose.
Yeah. Hair is loose. Glasses are off.
She let her
braces
neck
are off.
You know?
Yep. I have her, a scoop neck.
She gave her neck a little sunlight.
We'll work to the V-neck, but for now it's a scoop neck.
But you know, so I think like I had that. You seem to be cool throughout life.
Yeah. No
and
problem.
I definitely had like a transition, you know, a coming out party.
Oh, I had a chance. Well, okay. How do I say it? I mean, like second grade.
No, no.
Okay. No, no. Well, you're going to take it all the way up to like ninth.
You said second. Emily
second
said
to,
no.
Second to ninth no. grade was just very, very. Okay, let's go fourth.
Okay, fourth.
Fourth.
Fine.
Fourth all the way to ninth grade.
Fourth to ninth. What were
I
you
will
doing?
Show you a photo if I can find it, but I thought it was so hot. I thought like I was you.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
like,
yeah.
No one's
oh,
me.
You thought you were her. You thought you were her.
It's
you thought you were what was that phrase?
Alternatine.
Alternatine?
Mm-hmm. Alternatine.
We'll find that pic in the break because I feel like that's a deep dive.
Yeah. It is.
We'll find it.
It is very
deep.
Like, okay. Oh, here it is.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never showed this to anyone.
Oh, great. Bring it over here.
Right
Aww.
There.
Oh.
I thought it was so hot.
Oh, Danny's cute.
You are. Okay. This is
what was
adorable.
That? Do you see those capris? Do you see what I'm wearing?
Well, oh, yeah.
Like, like what are those?
Those
are cute.
You know, it's like kind of a little tomboyish action.
Yeah, we've got Danny in a t-shirt and some capris, some like plaid, red plaid capris.
And like some cornrow. I don't even know.
But you know what? Yeah, like, you
look
the same.
It does look
same.
Like a cornrow.
I was in Miami. Gorgeous. I don't know. I thought I was Pamela Anderson. I don't know.
Well, you don't. You're not serving Pamela Anderson
nope.
in that photo. That,
what was, you know, with the little
I hope
like,
not
the hair.
Fourth grade. No one should be Pamela Anderson in fourth grade.
I meant with the hair.
Okay, fine.
So, yeah, I mean, we've all been through this, but you're at 17 right now.
Yeah.
We're experiencing your 17.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Great. We've got cute.
I'm excited for you.
Tall boots.
Yeah.
What really tall. Over the knee.
Over the knee.
Over the knee.
With like a large opening at the knee so that it's like a boot with a high it's a stiletto heel boot.
Holy.
Suede gray and at the knee it's a wide mouth at the knee so if you needed to like put some change or dollars in there for later you can stuff
I mean,
things
I could probably
you can put your
stuff anything in here
phone in there.
Well, and you know.
Oh, she's got it. Yeah, she put her keys in her phone in the wide mouth, and you're good. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
She's got jeans on, cut off, like
a flannel, an open flannel.
Cute, like tank.
Scoop neck.
Scoop neck. And a little bejeweled D.
Yeah. Yes, I always wear this.
Very nice.
Hair blown out. Cute rings. Like you look adorable.
You're
giving 17 a good look.
I'll probably let's see when I'm like J Lo's age and look back and see.
But I don't think this is gonna the only thing you may have a problem with is like the boot may throw you back like when you look back. No, and I don't mean that
no,
as a
I
slam.
Know what you mean.
I just mean it's
because it's on trend right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah. And trends pass.
That's so true. But it's amazing like how like my mom was telling me the chokers were really in.
Oh,
now
hold on. I
you
got
have
something for you.
From back in the day when the first time chokers came around.
Now this
we've got
is
the picture.
So Long Island with the choker. Like this is just serving Janet Jackson realness.
Yeah.
You, like,
no. But it's funny how my generation thinks we invented that.
Oh no, y'all didn't
I'm like,
invent that shit.
Please.
Okay, so for you, who is your inspiration? If someone said to you, "You are the Mariah Carey of your day," would that make you happy?
Yeah, of course it would. I mean, Mariah Carey.
What about Diana Ross?
She is my life. I love her.
She's your life.
I mean, like, she is basically the reason why, like, I really started singing. I would look at her at the Supremes and just hearing all her albums, and I was, like, six.
Wow.
It's just, like, I loved hearing those songs. And my dad didn't even let us listen to the radio until we were, like, okay, I sound so young. Like,
you are young.
14.
Mm-hmm. Couple
no,
years
no, 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 not
ago.
To 14. Oh, my God, that would be, like, weird, but like we were 10. You know, people still listen.
Yeah.
And my brother was 14. So we would all listen to like albums and.
Wow. So they like, had you, yeah. The Colombians, they were like, no.
My Cubans?
Cuban, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Wow. We like listen to Andrea Bocelli, like jazz, oh, wow. Diana Ross. Yeah, we were all around.
But that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm not just like one genre.
You're not just like beebed up. Like, you know, you actually have some history
and
music behind you.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
What if someone called you the Fiona Apple of your time?
Does that mean anything to you?
Silence. A pregnant pause.
To be fair, Fiona hasn't dropped anything in a very long
APB.
Time. Yeah, APB.
I feel like if my parents listen Where to it, at? And I don't know some people that you guys are saying.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Give me the eye.
What about the Kate Bush of your time? Would that mean anything either?
But here's the no.
What about if someone called you the Eartha Kitt?
I know that one.
Oh.
Be great.
It would be great.
It could be great. I mean, Eartha Kitt was badass.
I mean, you're talking like she's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
So like my dad always showed us songs from her. So, I mean, maybe not my genre that she's in.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, she's still, like, people know who she is and her music is amazing. So,
do you know Alanis Morissette?
Hmm?
Alanis Morissette? Jagged Little Pill.
Isn't it ironic?
That's a good one to look up.
Okay.
For fun.
I will.
She was feeling feels. Yeah. She was kind of like.
She was a lot.
One morning, like, my mom was in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and she was singing the lyrics mm-hmm. to I'll Go Down on You in a Theater. And I was like, my eyes were like, oh, I shouldn't, 16, 17. Right, I forgot, but okay.
So, you're fine. You're fine.
But we're okay. But I was like, well, obviously, my mother doesn't know what that means. You know, obviously,
yeah, for sure.
And I still hold true to that. Like, she was. Just, I was like,
false.
Your but mom. No, but I don't think she knew.
Oh, your mom knew. There is no way.
Maybe not the lingo, but she knew what.
She knew what.
But like, maybe if you. You can put it together.
You know? You don't have to be like a scientist.
You don't have to know the lingo to know what Alanis was doing in that theater.
Okay. So should we take a little break and come back?
Definitely.
Okay, great. OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
It's like the Netflix for podcasts.
With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to a brand new Howl original dramatic miniseries called Fruit.
This series tells the story of an African-American professional football player who struggles with his sexuality.
Fruit is written and directed by Issa Rae, who is best known as the creator of the critically acclaimed web series Awkward Black Girl.
Oh my God, I love her.
She also writes and stars in the upcoming HBO comedy Insecure.
The first episode of Fruit debuted February 3rd, and a new episode premieres every week.
You can hear this provocative drama only with Howl Premium, where you also get exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, plus dozens of comedy albums.
New episodes and albums are released every week.
All the archives of WTF with Marc Maron and all Earwolf and Wolfpop shows.
And I would say, Emily, that Fruit and OMFG Investigates are a perfect pairing.
Ugh, it's like fruit and wine.
I'll say.
Fruit of the wine. Okay. What? I don't know. Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month.
And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial.
To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout.
Remember, to hear the new Howl original drama Fruit, along with dozens of original audio miniseries, go to howl.fm.
That's howl.fm and use promo code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG.
Welcome back. We're here with Danny Ray.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, it feels really good.
Danny,
it feels
Ray.
Really good.
Oh my God.
We're a lot right now.
No, I'm loving it.
You are. Okay.
I'm loving it.
Go down on you in a theater.
Does she speak eloquently? Does she have your baby?
Hey.
I think she'd make a very excellent lover.
I bet your mom knew what that meant.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Everybody, let's all calm down. No.
Bring it down.
Bring it. No, let's keep it up.
Let's keep it up. Most people nowadays bring it down. Let's keep it up.
Danny, first of all, if I want to go find you, see something you've done, mm-hmm. where am I going, just out of curiosity?
My Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook is all Danny Ray Official.
Yeah. And can I see you sing? I mean, I know you're not feeling well today,
yeah.
but we would love to see you sing. Hear you. But not here, not now.
Okay.
But where can I find it?
It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Amazon, Spotify.
And we're throwing in
D-A-N-I-R-E-Y.
Great.
Yo. There's seven tracks.
Yo is the album?
Yo is the album. And
now
it's also my single.
That's a very heavy title. Let's check. Yeah. Let's break it down a little bit.
You should see people, when, like, my friends, when they come up to me, they're like, yo. And then they realize, like, take like a 5-second break. Oh, wait. Yo. Like, it's.
So how did you come up with that really sort of stirring title, Yo?
Well, it came from my single, Yo. That's featuring Miguelito.
Okay. So in this single of Yo,
yeah.
what are you communicating? How are
I'm
you?
I'm communicating, like, bring all your girls together, know that you, like, be confident, and just love who you are, even if you think, like, you know, it's just all about be who you are. And
so
confident.
You're like, Yo.
Yo.
Are you talking to me when
it's
you
like
say
It's like more
yo?
Of a chant. It's more of like it's like all my girls say Yo. Like, if you feel, it's like if you feel good,
yeah.
say Yo,
yeah,
Yo,
yeah,
Yo,
yeah,
Yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Hey, I feel yo, 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 yo.
Yeah,
do you feel good?
I do feel good.
Well, if you do.
Yo, 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 mm-hmm. yo. So we're just like, that's what we're supposed to do when we are feeling good.
Yes.
We say to the girls, yo.
Yeah.
Yo. We're connecting like
yo.
That. Yo. Yo.
It's like when you walk, when like you see your friend walk out with like a really nice dress on, you're ready to go out, you're like, yo.
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 Yo. That's kind of how you felt about my sweatshirt
I was like,
this morning.
Yo, yo. I was like, yo.
Yo.
This sweatshirt is doing something. And she's like, it's just a sweatshirt. I'm like, but it's like a tailored sweatshirt. It's like an oatmeal.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yo.
Yo.
I was
yo.
Like, yo.
I cannot.
I know. I was like, yo. But I wasn't using yo properly. Like,
no,
now
didn't.
I
didn't
understand.
Have it. Now
I didn't
we have,
have
it.
It.
Now you have it.
Because what I said to her was like, I really like that sweatshirt. Next time I'll replace that with
yo.
Yeah. And I'll know. I'll just be like, thank you.
It sounded like the Wiggles.
Thank you.
Did you not? Like, we're like, yo. Like, little kids.
The Wiggles.
Is that
a Disney show or something?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
I was when I, it's like the four guys. It was like a kid show.
No, we don't have it.
We don't have that.
No.
You have things that we don't, like, we didn't have.
But that was like, even kids, like, now that are four, they still don't even know what the Wiggles are.
Okay.
It was just like,
is thank you an appropriate reply to yo? Like, she just was like, yo. And I was like, thank you. Is that it? No, see, she didn't feel it.
Do you just yo back?
Maybe
yo?
Thanks? Not thank you, because it's like
too
very formal. Maybe like,
too formal.
I was too formal.
Like, if you're like, yo, and you'd be like, thanks.
Too formal in my sweatshirt.
Right, thanks.
Never a formal day in the sweatshirt until now. Yeah.
So your album, Yo, was featuring Miguelito.
Yeah.
Who is Miguelito?
He is a 16-year-old. He's a rapper. He won a Grammy when he, I think.
Oh, excuse me, Miguelito.
He won a Get Grammy, yours. And yeah, he's just a really cool guy.
Cool, great.
Yeah.
And he just rapped on...
He rapped on this song, and then he was in the music video.
Fantastic. Nice.
So what else do you have to teach us today?
Yeah. What can you teach us? You're a singer, you're a dancer, you've given us Yo, which feels like retro, but it's come back with a fever.
I mean...
If I said to you, Yo MTV Raps, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Good. I'm just gonna say with yo.
Yo.
Yeah. When you say that, I'd just be like, yo. You know? I mean, we could take a Snapchat.
Sure.
You wanna take a Snapchat?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's take
We're
a Snapchat.
All about that.
Let's take a Snapchat. Okay. Here we go.
Is this in your story?
This is in my story.
Hi. But you get in there too. Oh, look at Brett trying to get in the Snapchat. Okay. Thirsty Brett. The man thirsty.
You actually know that.
He's real thirsty. He just jumped out of his chair.
But that was good though. We look pretty cool. Look like we're being really intense. Everything on the table.
Everything's happening.
We look good.
We look like it's all happening.
It does
look intense.
Why so thirsty, Brett?
I don't know. Suddenly, I was just filled with thirst.
I mean, you just came out of nowhere. You came out of left field.
Yeah, you got right in there.
I love her shock and surprise.
Yeah,
that we know thirsty.
Yeah, and I applied it so perfectly.
And really, like, it was used correctly.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's thirst. What you did.
My
was
understanding
thirst.
Of thirst is what is way yours? Different.
I'm a little thirsty.
Way
like you're parched.
More sexual.
Oh.
Well, it can be that too.
It can be.
Okay.
Like if you're thirsty for someone.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. It's a couple different things.
There's like three different. Like it's just when you're thirsty, like
super need.
Well, I know that one.
That one. And then there's also thirst. And then there's also like thirst for like you're being way, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that was a pretty good example of thirst. It's like.
It was like a low key one.
Yeah.
You know low key, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
High key.
We got low key.
High key I didn't know was a real thing. I thought it was like a joke on low key, but it is a thing. How would you describe high key?
Yeah,
like I'm a high key believer.
Whoa.
Oh wow.
Give us something where you're actually a high key believer. I can't talk anymore. Goodbye. See you later.
That means like you are so into Justin Bieber that you don't even you're not trying to be low key about it. You're high key.
Yeah. High key J Lo, high key Justin. I call him Justin. I don't even call him Bieber.
Okay.
But my parents are really ashamed of that.
Really?
Because I'm like, Justin. Thanks. I went to his concert. My friend took me.
That's okay. Our friend is too old. Also went to the Justin.
And you know
concert.
Who you are, Leah Palmieri.
Yeah, you know who you are, girl.
Shout out.
It's a little too much.
Fellow believer.
Key. Yeah.
Super high key.
I mean, but high key is like, you don't, like, I don't care if people, I mean, it's like when I was there, I wasn't just like slowly humming the song.
No,
I was
you
like,
were
like, where are you now? You know?
Yeah.
Screaming, what do you mean?
I feel like I'm high-key Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm. Woody Allen!
Yeah, I feel like I'm high-key.
Wasn't he on that, like, late night with the Hardware?
Excuse me?
We don't know. Woody Allen
was on Late Night with Hardware?
No. It was, like, a Hardware
commercial?
It wasn't Hardware. He was, like,
What do you mean by Hardware?
I'm just gonna shut up.
No, what do you mean by Hardware?
It wasn't Hardware. It was, like...
What is Hardware?
Like he was
like nuts and bolts?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I don't know what any of that is, okay. But I'm fairly certain Woody Allen wasn't Late Night Hardware. But
well, like on Nick.
Nick at Night?
Yeah.
No.
They wouldn't allow him on Nick at Night. He's not on brand.
Sorry.
What was that?
She meant Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. Two different guys.
Let's just cut that out right there.
We can cut that out, although I found it enjoyable.
I liked it. I really did.
I found that, like, that dive was...
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. Woody Allen has his own brand of movies. He does, like, one every year. He's in his
Hardware, 70s. Hardware, Home Improvement.
Yeah.
It all comes together.
Tim
the Tool Guy.
At least I knew that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
You did.
I used to watch him all the time. And The Nanny.
Ooh, the nanny. Dresser. Do you have an impersonation of her to do for us?
The nanny. I know I can do that one, so. That was good. Thanks.
I'll take that.
Thank you.
It wasn't really, you know, it was a song.
Yep.
There we go.
Have you ever heard of the acronym ILYSM? Do you know what? We see that on Instagram.
I love you so much.
Oh, okay.
ILYSM?
I think you're
right.
Yeah,
I love you so much.
I love you. How about NGL?
Not going to lie.
Oh,
not going to lie. Boom. NGL.
Yeah.
Well, these make sense, you know.
The fact is I never understand them. I always text people like, what does that mean?
No, those are great.
But actually, the fact that I know it, I'm
so
happy.
Not going to lie. Okay. I mean, it seems like one that I don't know if we need an
acronym for
them.
What else you got for us?
Do you guys know the Kwan? Hit the Kwan?
No.
No?
Yeah. You guys should hit
what
the Kwan.
What is it?
It's like... You're moving your legs in and out.
This is a dance move.
Oh, it's a dance.
Okay.
And so then, like, when the song is like, hit the Kwan, and you're like doing like little swimming.
It looks like you're doing some sort of windmill arms.
It's like hit the quan.
Okay, windmill arms.
And then you're like moving. If I was standing up, I'll do it. It was like.
Okay.
Okay. That's cute.
So yeah. Sort of a gyration on the bottom
exactly. And
windmill arms on the top.
But what does actual hit the quan mean?
Google it.
Oh.
That's what she, yep.
Google it. Just Google it.
How do you do that?
Google it. I always think of people
Google
like.
I got it.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay, got it.
Like an old person so proud of that they know that that's what you do to find out something.
Yeah.
Like, just Google it.
My dad says that all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, Google it.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I think
does it really have a meaning?
Well,
it's just a song.
Yeah, it's
like the
a dance referring to rich homie kwan, in which you drop low and swing your arms and or walk forward with a swagger to the beat.
Ooh.
So dang, Google. Kwan is a person. Yeah. You know,
and
I
you
guess.
Have to hit the
I mean, it's basically like the whip. You guys can do the whip, the nay nay.
Yeah.
Hit the kwan.
This actually says this dance has recovered us from the endless watch me whip.
Thank God.
So we didn't know we needed it, but we did.
That's I think we hysterical. Did. People are still doing it in the nay nay.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I always want these things to be more than they are, you know?
Yeah.
But they're just a simple beat. But maybe when we do our picture, we can hit the kwan.
Yeah.
For our group shot.
Like in the top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can all be hitting different like moments of the kwan.
Oh yeah. Like we can do like a little
Yeah. That'd be fun.
There.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be thrusting.
Look at that.
With my hips.
Damn, she took the part I wanted.
I'm the thruster.
Look at that coordination though.
Well, I think we did it, guys.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We hit the kwan.
Denny.
Hit the kwan.
We learned that Woody Allen and we learned yo.
Yo?
We will be applying yo.
I actually, my husband made fun of me so hard the other day because I don't know why in emails, instead of like writing hey or hi.
You're like
or
whatever, yo?
I just write yo exclamation point.
Look at that.
To everyone. We have a realtor. And I was writing the realtor, and I was like, yo.
Emily.
And he was like, Emily, what is wrong with you? Like, don't write. And I was like, what? Is that wrong?
Is that wrong?
But I don't think it is.
Some people like it. Some people get offended, which I'm just like, why? That means it's like a personal connection.
We're all women living our lives. Why can't we yo one another?
Right.
Like, it's a compliment.
Right. Yeah.
It's a compliment.
Yo, you're
Yeah. But I didn't even know I was giving a compliment.
You know what it is? It's a level of familiarity that you bestowed upon her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we didn't have it, but now we do.
But now you do. She was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm just walking
How
through
How old
life.
Is this realtor?
You know, I don't know.
She like 50s. Crusty? Okay.
No, 40.
Crusty. 40s.
You know that one too? Wow.
Well, I don't know that I know it. I just use crusty.
How
do you apply crusty?
Like how you did.
Old.
Old.
Old. Yeah. Like crusty. Let's not be crusty.
No.
Let's
not be salty.
Let's not be salty. Oh, sometimes I wake up feeling really salty.
Yeah.
I like that word.
Salty.
That's almost an oldie but a goodie. But like when you're irritated, you're just salty.
Why are you so salty? Yeah.
So salty.
So many people use that.
Let's not be crusty and salty. Let's wrap her up nice. Yeah. We had the lovely Danny Ray here.
Thank
yes.
you.
No, thank you.
Please go find her album,
Yo,
featuring her hit single,
Yo,
that is featuring Miguelito. And
Grammy
award winning
Miguelito.
And we expect to see more from you.
Yes.
Don't be a stranger.
I will not. I will come back.
Teach us everything you have.
Yes.
All right. We did it. Peace.
Bye.
Thank
Yo.
You.
Yo.
OMFG.
So, Danny. Super cute girl. Enjoyed her. I feel like we were all very turned up today.
We were turned.
I feel like we may have talked over each other a little bit. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, you know, sometimes just when someone comes in with all that energy, you know, that youthy energy, it just gets you all excited. I felt like excited.
I did too. I mean, we hit the kwan pretty hard outside just now.
Yo, we hit that kwan.
Yo.
High key kwan.
Like, we hit it pretty high key.
Yeah. Well, I think we learned a lot.
Yeah, I mean, please look out for the pictures that are.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of pictures too today on the podcast. I'm sorry. I know sometimes that's annoying because we're talking about something you can't see.
Sure, not ideal.
We took pictures of the pictures. So if you look online, they're going to be up there.
We did take pictures of the pictures. And also, we took pictures of us hitting the Kwan at different points of the Kwan.
Yes. So look for that as well because we Kwan'd hard AF.
And, you know, a little something out there from one of our peeps.
What up?
We've got Miss, you know, shout out to Miss Sarah Michael Hughes.
Ugh.
This bitch be liking our shit no matter what.
Every day. Thank you.
She's
Sarah
Hughes. On it.
Really.
Appreciate her. She is at Sarah M. Hughes. She gives us, we want to give her back. Thank you, girl. We see you. We feel you.
We feel it every day. Thank you.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
I'm going to be an adult about that one and not
Thank
laugh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not laugh. So. I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
We are OMFG at
OMFG Pod.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Tell a friend. Let them know. Let them know what you know better than if you didn't know it. And they can know it. We can all learn together.
Thank you. All my girls win it. All my girls getting it. All my girls that feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. All my girls say. All my girls say.
Hi, I'm Devin Faraci.
And I'm Amy Nicholson. Hey, Devin, what makes a film worthy of being called one of the all-time greats?
Well, I guess you could consider artistic merit or cultural importance or whether the main character's a blonde, if we're talking to you.
Or maybe a bearded Italian guy. I mean, don't make this about me.
Well, on every single episode of our show, The Canon, we discuss, debate, argue, and sometimes harmoniously agree on which films deserve to be in the canon.
We debate, but we leave it up to you, the listener, to decide which films make it in.
So check out The Canon with new episodes every Monday. Listen on Wolf Pop, Howl, or your favorite podcast app.
Pop.
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 This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.